This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. At least five people have died in the Bahamas' Abaco Islands as Hurricane Dorian continues to pound the area as a Category 4 storm. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis confirmed the deaths. He said people in nearby Great Bahama Island are also in serious danger, with many homes and buildings damaged. Some 13,000 houses are feared damaged or destroyed, according to the International Red Cross. As of late Monday, the storm was stalled over the Bahamas, and forecasters say it continues pounding the islands with massive rainfall and powerful winds throughout the night and into Tuesday. Dorian's top sustained winds are at 230 kilometers per hour. It's the strongest Atlantic hurricane to strike land in 84 years and the worst ever to hit the Bahamas. Hong Kong high school students gathered in a park Monday on what was the first day of the new school year. Their strike was to show their continued support for the pro-democracy movement. Agnes Chow is a pro-democracy activist.
I'll say that it's very important for Hong Kongers to insist fighting for our five demands. If we stop fighting, Hong Kong will be ended. One country, two systems might properly be ended. And our rights, our basic political right of getting involved in social movement, of opposing the government will probably be ended also.
Earlier, demonstrators disrupted the Monday morning commute by blocking train doors. Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. You can find more on this and other stories round the clock at voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson may now seek an early general election if lawmakers wanting to block a no-deal Brexit make quick progress. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Scotland's Nicola Sturgeon says she's all for a general election, provided that it takes place before Britain is set to leave the EU on October 31. The comment comes as Prime Minister Boris Johnson and cabinet colleagues meet to weigh a response to the possibility the lawmakers will introduce this week a measure in the House of Commons to block a no-deal Brexit. Speculation abounds that Johnson will call an election soon if he loses the vote in Parliament, but attempt to set a date sometime after the country is set to leave the EU. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Texas police say the gunman who killed seven people in a deadly shooting spree Saturday was fired from his job as a truck driver hours earlier. They also noted he had failed a background check but still managed to obtain an assault-style rifle. Odessa, Texas Police Chief Michael Gerke said the 36-year-old shooter was on a long spiral down before the shooting. FBI agent Christopher Combs said the shooter telephoned a crime tip line several times and left rambling messages before and after he was fired. The FBI says the shooter acted alone and likely had no ties to any global or domestic terror group. Saturday's rampage began when Texas state troopers pulled over the attacker for failing to signal for a left turn on a highway. The man turned and fired a rifle at the rear window of his car, wounding one officer. He ran off and hijacked a mail truck, killing the delivery person, and sped along a highway between Odessa and Midland, shooting at other cars at random. A fire official says there are eight confirmed fatalities as rescue crews continue their search after a boat caught fire off the coast of Southern California. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
The fire broke out this morning aboard a 75-foot diving boat.
The vessel currently has a portion of the bow sticking out of the water.
Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester says five people were rescued.
The crew was actually already awake and on the bridge and they jumped off.
They were evacuated aboard a passing Good Samaritan boat. One of the crew suffered minor injuries. The fire broke out about 20 feet offshore. 34 passengers were sleeping below deck. I'm Ed Donahue.
India's ambitious mission to the moon has crossed a crucial milestone and is on course to place a probe on the south pole of the lunar surface later this week. Space officials say the landing module detached from the main spacecraft successfully on Monday and is now about 100 kilometers from the moon's surface. It's scheduled to touch down on the moon on Saturday, deploying a 27-kilogram robotic rover on the moon's south pole. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
The Voice of OAA 1. The Voice of America.